Mrs. Job Sprott said Vinlec evaluated the situation since the activity began at Lasofre last year. She said power stations in the red zones have been shut down, but electricity lines remain live.
We started to evaluate the situation since December last year. And so we have put in place a number of protocols to ensure that as far as practicable, we can provide a safe and reliable service to our customers. So in the first instance, our company will provide electricity as long as it's safe for us to do so for our employees mm-hmm. and for the public. And so we'll continue to generate and transmit once we can do so safely. In the instance of the red zones, which were evacuated yesterday, we have a power station located at Richmond. So that power station has already been shut down. However, our lines remain energized. And so we continue to put power into those areas. And should something happen and there is need to restore, if the challenge or if the problem we identify is in the red zone, we cannot go in naturally. However, if it's outside, then we can continue to provide the energy.
Mrs. Job Sprott said Vinlec will not be able to return to the red zones to address any faults going forward. She said all of Vinlec's disaster plans account for the safety of its employees and customers.
In the red zones, we cannot go back. Outside of that, we will, of course, have to identify our fault and respond as necessary. But what is critical is that in natural disasters, when we're doing restoration, there are some areas that are naturally priority areas. Mm. So, for example, police stations or health centers and clinics and so on. We want to ensure that we have the main services up and running first so that we can accommodate the entire population. But again, it all depends on how safe is it for us to really go out and do the work. So we will restore the power, but in all of our disaster plans, we always take into consideration safety for our employees and safety for our public. But restoration efforts will continue once we can do that.
And Mrs. Job Sprott said persons can contact Vinlec Emergency Services via WhatsApp or call to report any challenges.
We are asking persons to report faults. We have an emergency number, which is 456-1540. It's available on our Facebook page or Twitter. You can check there and you'd get that number. It is also, as I said, it's a call-in number, telephone, but it is a WhatsApp number. So you can send your messages there. You can send us pictures and so on, and we respond. Our emergency service is 24/7, naturally. So once we get calls and we identify challenges on our system, we have a number of teams, example, Team East, Team West, and depending on where the challenge is, our teams would go in and do the work. If, for example, we go into one area and Team East, for example, is there, and it's a really big problem, then we mobilize the other teams to move in and provide assistance. And we've done that over the years. So it will be a similar issue. Usually if it's a small challenge, then the team would work. If emergency team goes out to do some work and we identify we need some assistance, we pull in the other teams and we move as a unit to get the power mobilized.
That was Communications Officer at the St. Vincent Electricity Services Limited, Vinlec, Tamara Job Sprott. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.